from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
I'd like to know where Lou Holtz is right now.
Oh, I win. Google me.
We're not hosting an intergalactic kegger down here.
Man, every time of year, boy, I think I just had a stroke. It was that long walk from that studio to this one that really threw me for a loop here.
You got a blood pressure change, made you loopy.
Yeah, big time.
We're back in the main room.
We are back, baby.
Shout out Tim Collins and Chris Ordat for getting us set straight.
Ordat walks in here, 11 minutes later, it's fixed. It's amazing, right? But this time of year is a very difficult time of year for sports fans with relationships. Friendships, relationships with your significant other.
Yes.
Because there are a few weekends where the answer is just no. The answer is no.
Mm.
And we'll do this with the NFL at some point because the NFL is so fluid. Like, you don't know what the great games in the NFL schedule are right now. Like, you have an idea.
Well, this applies for me on Sunday. It's already no.
Yeah.
My wife knows. The only worry I have is dealing with my baby for 17 weeks plus for NFL Sundays. There are no plans unless it's the Cowboys bye week. It's just not happening. Maybe the Cowboys play Monday or Thursday night. Maybe we can do something early in the morning, but otherwise my wife has been, it was a prerequisite to get married, 10 hours straight. It's 10 hours straight on Sunday.
Just you and Scott Hansen.
No. Oh, yeah. I wish it was still Andrew Siciliano.
Oh, man.
It'll be me and Scott. Scott seems like a very nice guy. I love Siciliano. That's what I got. But Sundays for me, no events.
All right. So now that Texas and Oklahoma have joined Texas A&M in the SEC, we are officially in the South now. You know, we were just in Texas before.
Yeah.
Now we're in the South. And in the South, Saturday is the number one day. That's the way it is. I don't make the rules. It's the way it is. So you gotta, don't plan anything on Saturday. So I'm going to give you some Saturdays, though.
Now, does your fiance know this? Because I do not see her signing up for this and not having a major problem. Although she's been with you for years now.
A couple years now.
You brainwashed her with the Tennessee Orange.
She's a big Tennessee fan now. We're going to try to go.
Joke's on Alabama.
It is. Speaking of, we're going to try to go to that game. If anybody knows how to get 2 tickets to the Alabama-Tennessee game for less than the $500 they're going for a piece, please let me know. I'm in.
Where's the game?
Knoxville. I've tried everything.
They don't know who you are?
They have no idea who
I am. Tennessee Sports Department?
No idea who I am. I'm going to ask somebody give me Jason Witten's number. I'll see if he knows.
He's heard your pot shots. He's not helping you out.
I don't take pot shots.
Yes, you do.
It's coaching stuff. So, September 7th, first week, the opening, the week zero, I don't really count that one. Week one, September 7th, you tell your friends you're free after 3 o'clock. Because at 11 a.m., Texas and Michigan.
Ooh.
You're not going anywhere for that game. You're not going anywhere.
Hell yeah.
Who's on the sideline for Michigan?
Oh, is Jim Harbaugh going to be there?
No, I don't know. I'm asking who's going to be coaching that day.
Coach? I don't know. May not be more. He may not be. He may be suspended by.
What's that date?
September 7th.
September 7th. Okay. That's a Saturday.
Cowboys opening weekend and Michigan, Texas in the same weekend.
Ooh.
There's not a whole lot of other tremendous games that day, so kind of use that one to, you know, it's a give back day. Look, I'm gonna hang out with you the rest of the day. September 14th. I think September 14th weekend is the number one weekend to say yes to your lady, yes to your friends.
Make plans.
There's nothing going on.
You can have your wedding on this day.
Have your wedding on this day. There's nothing going on this day. You know, you're going to have football the next day and the NFL, but from a college perspective, this is not a good day. It's not a great college football Saturday. All right? September 21st. This is OU's first SEC game. Okay, it's a good day.
Who's it against?
My Vols.
Okay.
All right, it's against Tennessee. It's in Norman. The time of the game is not out yet, so find the time of the game and adjust. It's likely a college playoff elimination game. The loser probably won't have a chance because the other teams are going to play. Other than that, you know, unless you're an Oklahoma State fan who's got a pretty decent game that weekend, I would take this weekend and this opportunity to go and do other things. Okay? So unless you're an OU fan, or for me, a Tennessee fan, this is a weekend where there's not going to be a ton of great games, so you can miss. Next weekend, September 28th, you are free all day. Man. Until dinner time.
This is my problem, though, with a lot of the college football schedule in my mind. I wake up at 10. I'm looking for some 11 games. I'm looking for some 12 games, and it's terrible. And then I'm like, okay, I'm expecting there to be one really good matchup in the afternoon on CBS. And then what is the night game going to be? Well, all these teams, man, like, I'm disappointed that I don't have, like, more money. You've just given us basically the entire month of September, we're good to go on Saturdays.
You got the month of September off.
I got the month of September
you
off.
You have the month of September off.
And that's good. That's good if you love the NFL, too. That way, you're not taking up both days.
Mm-hmm.
So, the entire weekend is not dedicated to the pigskin for September.
What is your game that night that you're saying you're free except for?
Georgia, Alabama.
That's a pretty good game.
So you're free all day until the night.
What are you getting at, Bobby?
No, because I'm saying the fact that it would just be Georgia, that's also Florida State and SMU. And like that's gonna be
a
significant game.
Yeah, I mean, I was looking at like ranked versus ranked. I mean, that's a significant game, especially for SMU. It's the first time Florida State comes here.
SMU could be ranked by then.
They could be ranked by then. Florida State might not be ranked by then. We don't know. Like, we don't know how they're going to be this year. I mean, they're a top 10 team right now.
Doesn't matter if they win all their games or not. They're not going to be allowed to participate.
You know, Oklahoma State plays K-State. Those are ranked, but, you know, you can miss that one. Arizona plays Utah. They're both ranked, but, you know, you can miss that one. Ohio State, Michigan State, again, you know, you can miss that. Arkansas A&M, that'll be at AT&T. That's generally a pretty good game. There's some local flair there because Arkansas is like the next big local team because they've got so many students. But from a national championship perspective, nothing there from Arkansas standpoint. Oklahoma at Auburn, good game, but
yeah,
you know, if you want to miss it, you can miss it. So that ends September. Let's get to October. You have Missouri versus Texas A&M at 11. Those will both be ranked. Kind of a elimination game as well for the college playoff. You're free that night. And then the rest of the year, the answer is no.
Rest of the year?
The rest of the college football season. October 12th is the first holy day of obligation.
I'm not agreeing with your takes here, by the way, because you left off on October 5th, the very rare national championship game rematch. We never get that during the regular season, and you get Michigan-Washington on October 5th.
But Washington's not even a ranked team right now.
They were receiving votes for the top 25. They're on the periphery.
I'm not.
We never get that. We never get national title rematch.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas. This is sports the way it should be.
Which is in the regular season.
I mean, Washington lost.
The quarterback's gone.
They lost everything.
Yeah, I mean, he's in a retirement home now. What is he, 60? Yeah.
They lost everything, man. I don't know. I just thought, I see Michigan, both teams have lost a quarterback.
Yeah, who voted for that? Mike Hill?
I don't think either team has is a remote player for the national championship this year. I don't think either team makes the playoff.
Okay.
So
I mean, we're talking about rejecting weddings, Bob.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that game, you're not.
This is going to be big, man. It's
got to
be big.
You got to go to a wedding over that.
October 12th. Right,
unless Washington's really, really, really good.
October 12th. OU, Texas. Perhaps the game of the year, Ohio State, Oregon. Ole Miss, LSU.
Woo!
Penn State, USC.
This is October 12th?
October 12th.
Oh, Yom Kippur.
That's the Drew Aller get right game. Going up against USC defense. That'll be where he stacks up his numbers for
the year. That's right. So this might be the best day in the history of the sport. It's just tremendous.
A lot of hyperbole.
It's a great day. This is the see you later. The next day. Now, the next day is the Cowboys bye week, so it's tricky. A lot of people schedule vacations around that.
You're looking at him.
Yeah. So, right here. Like I plan on being in Knoxville this weekend for Tennessee, Alabama. That's a big game. And then the other game I have that same day is Texas and Georgia.
Ooh.
It's a massive game. Massive implications. That game right there could be for a first round bye in the playoff. Right? I mean, like the winner of that game may really well go on to win the SEC. The winner of the SEC is gonna have a first round bye. It's a massive game. Absolutely massive football game.
See, this is the thing, just looking at the schedule, though, that's already a little frustrating about the expanded playoff.
Yep,
it is. It's like the idea of taking away a lot of the weight of some of these.
Like, could you imagine in a 14 playoff how big that game would be? I mean, mega.
Yeah.
Because Georgia would have just played Alabama a couple of weeks prior. Just a mega game. All right, so that's October 19th. October 26th, there's not a ton of top five games, but lots of good ones that have some playoff implications. Missouri, Bama, both top 10 teams, top 11.
So Missouri is supposed to be really good?
Very good. Very good this year. Ole Miss versus Oklahoma. Florida State, Miami. LSU, Texas A&M. But those are some really solid back end of the playoff type games. November 2nd is another no. Penn State, Ohio State, both teams in the top 10. Oregon, Michigan. You know, both teams right now in the top 10. Now, I don't know what Michigan's going to be at that point, but this is their first, Oregon's first game against Michigan as a member of the Big Ten. November 9th. Nope. Sorry. Georgia, Ole Miss. Bama, LSU. Oklahoma, Missouri. Florida, Texas. Florida State, Notre Dame. Mega. Mega games. November 16th. Right now, this might be a break. The only games are Texas and Arkansas, right? And that'll have that's kind of a renewal of a rivalry.
Yeah.
And then Tennessee, Georgia, which.
And you guys are preseason ranked what?
14, 15.
Okay.
You know, so we're a fringe playoff team. Georgia, obviously, is Georgia. So those could be games you could miss if you wanted to take a break there. On November 23rd, you got Bama and Oklahoma and A&M and Auburn. They got some juice as we get closer to the finals, to the playoff. You might be able to miss there. And then on November 30th, there are other games, but this is the one that matters, and you cannot miss this one. It is the renewal of the rivalry. It is Texas versus Texas A&M.
Ooh.
And you are not missing that day.
We did this last week while you were out. The most expensive ticket for a college football game this year is Texas, Texas A&M.
Wow.
In fact, for proof that Texas is bigger than the SEC, Sean, Texas has three of the four most expensive games in college football this year.
Where is that game?
That's at Kyle Field.
Kyle, I don't know. I was asked. I don't know. I don't know where the game is.
Okay.
Kyle Field. A&M demanded that, right? That was part of their... They were like, oh, you're going to let Texas in. We get the first home game. So you got three of the four next weekends that are yours, right? That are that you could play with. If you're, then you belong to college football.
Well done, RJ Choppy, planning it all out for you and your special events and maybe even ceremonies on Sean, RJ, and Bobby, 105.3 The Fan. Why aren't you drinking this alcohol anymore? Did you know you could rent your pool for a few more weeks? What is the biggest lawn crime that could be committed? You walk in your neighbor's yard and you just have RJ Choppy going crazy over what? And do you think you could win an adult film trivia game? Put yourself out there. Yeah, you could, Bobby. Just stop shaking your head. That's next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.